Yo fam, before we get into this episode, if you are looking for something cool, if you're a female and looking for something cool to do, I want you to check out my wife's moresoulsessions.com, at moresoulsessions on Instagram. She's a women's leadership coach. She does mini retreats. She's 90% through a book called Full of Herself, teaching women about how to have the audacity to love yourself. She's putting on a mini retreat here in Columbus here in March, and she does weekly mini retreats at her membership. She does it online. Her membership is the Full of Herself membership. You can check her out, moresoulsessions.com. You can email her at sarah@moresoulsessions.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, soul, S-O-U-L, sessions.com. And also, if you're ever looking for a speaker, a keynote speaker, a workshop leader around normalizing mental health and addiction, talking about stigma, how do we get more people into services before they end up in the hospital, in the principal's office, or the back of the police car, I'd love to chat with you. You can holler at me anytime, preston@kprestonmore.com. Yeah, holler at your boy. Love you. Yo fam, it's Sunday. Your boy's chilling at our lake house on Lake Erie, which sounds super posh, but maybe I'll tell you the story about how we ended up with this house. But you know, my first French press coffee in some of the most creative, fantastical, hopeful moments that I've ever had in my life is usually after a couple of cups of coffee. You know, I feel sometimes elated, and as one that drinks a ton of coffee, that doesn't last very long because usually you get the crash and then you start dosing it up with all the other stuff. But I just feel, you know, getting visions of the future, like positive visions. Sometimes I think that's one of my biggest struggles, and a lot of the people that I talk to and interact with, even Sarah, if you've ever heard her, if you follow her on Instagram or any of her content talking about self-struggle or self-doubt, is, am I enough? Is it going to work out? I have a tendency to catastrophize, like, you know, when's the other shoe going to drop? Or I'm okay doing well, but I don't want to do super well. It's okay going after some of the things you want, but don't be too full of yourself. You can't go after everything you want. Probably has to do with the TED Talk I watched as well this morning. This girl named Jennifer Cohen, which is How to Get Everything You Want. She talks about being bold, boldly going after what it is you want. You know, I think about the mental health workshops that I do, and a lot of what I talk about is family history, family beliefs, inherited rules we never wrote, not only from family, but also from community and culture, which is, you know, don't be too big or too small. Don't stand out. Maybe stand out, but people that do stand out are egotistical or conceited or full of themselves. And I just think about the desires that I have, big dreams and goals that I have to speak professionally and to teach and train about, you know, trying to normalize counseling, coaching, and support groups for the masses, not just the people that are that have been identified as needing help. You know, sometimes I just, my symptom, the way that my shortcomings show up, is I usually freeze. You know, we talk about fight, flight, or freeze. Mine's a freeze, man. You know, when I get stressed, when I get worried, I just do nothing. And part of me is, some of that's cool because, boy, can I chill. You know, talking about people that are quite anxious and worried a lot, I do worry a lot. However, boy, you don't have to tell me twice to chill because I know how to chill. But boy, do I feel, you know, unproductive, or I envy those that are doers. You know, at the same time, a lot of my doer friends, my wife is one of those, is they're always doing, you know, work is never done. So on one hand, they look so productive, but it's as if sometimes they can't enjoy it because the list is never done. You know, I wonder, I was watching a documentary series on YouTube, and the guy was going around to New York to all the five boroughs, and it was a cooking show. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but boy, does that sound... I've had moments in my life where I've done a lot of really cool stuff, but it just sounds cool to be able to have family connection, but also part of my job or career is traveling around, meeting people in my realm, speaking to people about personal development and self-awareness and doing the work that we talk about to create connection. I know that's in the future, but boy, sometimes it's hard to really imagine. You know, I continue to do these meditations and visualizations, and I've been struggling quite a bit with since January. It's now March, something early March right now. And, you know, one of the valuable benefits of 12-step recovery, or maybe some religious organizations have something similar, is I know how to show up consistently even when it sucks. And what I mean by that is, the gift of desperation that comes from drug addiction or alcoholism or some other mental health challenges is when you're desperate, you show up no matter what. When you get backed into a corner, at least for me, you know, I went to a meeting every day for over 4 years, you know, 12-step meetings. I, you know, did service work. I sponsored people. I was sponsored. And there's a thing in 12-step called the pink cloud. And when you come in, you're desperate, you're down and out, you're not feeling, you know, you're just on the last house on the block. And when you get over the withdrawal or the, you know, whatever brought you in here, things that you get on this pink cloud, like everything is wonderful. You're feeling loved and you're feeling accepted and everything is amazing. But for everyone, you always come tumbling off that pink cloud where life hits you in the face and you're doing all the same things, but you don't have that joy and elation and happiness and acceptance that you felt when you came in. And that's when the work starts. Can you continue to show up even when it's not fun, even when you don't feel loved and accepted, even when you're not seeing the results? You know, I hate to say this culture, but it's too broad, but like there's this attitude of, you know, if I don't see the benefit, or if I'm not moving forward, or if I don't see the point, then I'm not going to do it anymore. And so a lot of times people quit. It's very similar in whether it's school or losing weight or working out or learning a new skill. As soon as it quits being fun or you don't see the point, a lot of times people quit. And so one thing that I've gotten from that showing up is I know how to keep going no matter what. I say that in sometimes I do it in some areas, but I also quit in other areas. So let's be clear about that. But with regards to meditation and getting up early, I've been consistently doing it even when it sucks. And so... even though I'm doing these visualizations, sometimes I really feel it. Sometimes I really, you know, embrace and am able to embody what it feels like to be in my future as if I'm there now. In other words, Joe Dispenza talks about, you know, visualization is cool, vision boards are cool, but if you have the attitude of when I get there, then I'll feel good, he's like, it's never going to work. A lot of his practice is you've got to pretend you're there now. You've got to picture yourself on stage now. You've got to feel that elation and love and connection now. You've got to experience that big paycheck or that new job or that new relationship or that lost weight now. And if you can feel good now, Your body doesn't know the difference between the future goal accomplishment and the pretend goal that you've already accomplished in your head. And so I do that, and sometimes it works, and boy, sometimes I just feel so fake. But anyway, I just feel hopeful. I just feel good. Feel joy. It's not lost on me too that I advocate. I'm a big advocate for when it's cause to look at your behavior or look at one's behavior. When I'm reliant on an outside substance to change the way I feel, and usually I'm talking about drugs and alcohol or some other, you know, stronger substances, is if you can't feel elation and joy and all those things without substance, you become dependent on the substance. And like I started this podcast off with, most of the time, a lot of times when I have my most joyous and elation, joy-filled moments, is after coffee. So using an outside substance like caffeine to kind of, you know, pep me up. But anyway, just to check in, I think about this podcast a lot. I think about, you know, what's it look like. I think about, you know, will I ever be able to do my own thing without a supplemental job? And on the other side is being patient and doing what's in front of me. You know, it's easy to get bought into this idea of those that are successful. You know, they just dove in and got successful right away. But I often forget that some people have been doing their business or their skill or their whatever for 10 or 20 or 30 years before they really pop. And I'm judging their harvest without seeing their sewing. Anyway, I love you. Thinking about you. If you know someone struggling with mental health, addiction, confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, let them know about this podcast, and you can always reach out. Love you.